some of the questions that some people who have been contributing to our debate have put to me to ask you. Firstly, from Michael in Guildford, who's referred back to a previous article of yours where you were supporting the idea of a referendum as the Swiss have on particular issues. I think a couple of years ago, you were suggesting that we should look at the Swiss example of how laws can be brought forward. And what the participant in the debate says is, would this type of democracy really be good for Britain? How would it work? And are there other ways of introducing direct democracy that you would support?
First of all, referenda. I am and have been, as you rightly say, in the past, a supporter of referenda. I know that these are, again, very difficult measures because they can be abused or they can simply not work properly. I think if they're going to work, there has to be, first of all, an absolute guarantee legislatively laid down in balance in the media so that it may not just be two sides, it may be more than that, but whatever, there has to be roughly equal opportunity for the sides to put their point of view. There have to be strict limits on the amount of money that can be spent. And I'm not talking about a very high level of money which favors rich sponsors of a particular proposal, but I'm talking about a fairly low level. But I also think we have to prescribe the conditions which can lead to a referenda. I'm certainly not suggesting we should use them simply to double guess whatever Parliament has decided which we don't like. I think it would have to be constitutional issues, issues of accountability, or matters of an override, which for whatever reason Parliament may not satisfactorily be able to handle, and one needs to refer back to the support of the electorate. So I think it has to be circumscribed by very careful rules. But if it were, then I think we should give it a try. I would expect there might be two or perhaps three over a five-year period. I would not think more than that, possibly only one or two. I think that the other issue is how are they called? Now, obviously, the government can decide to have a referendum, as it has happened in the past, usually, of course, to resolve a problem in the governing party, which is why Harold Wilson called a referendum on the EEC in 1975. Which is not the best motive and not the the background that I'm looking to. So I think whilst government can, of course, put forward a referendum, I think there should be an entitlement if there is a written support for this, which would have to be checked by the Electoral Commission, by a given percentage of the electorate. I mean, the electorate is, I think, roughly 40 million persons. I mean, these are very rough figures. And if you took 5% of that, it would be about 2 million people. I mean, these are only figures for negotiation. I mean, I'm not making any prescription here. But say, if 5% of the electorate signed, say, that they wanted to have a referendum on a particular issue, I personally believe that there's a very strong case for saying that they should be able to do so. Now, the reason which is normally given against that is that it would rapidly lead to the reintroduction of capital punishment. And I'm, of course, like most parliamentarians, a strong opponent of capital punishment, but I have always remained uneasy that Parliament, that is 650 individuals, have determined an issue on which we have simply not got the support of a majority of the electorate. I think it's something like 70-30, isn't it, against? So you do have a conflict here, but my democratic instincts are that we should not use Parliament to circumscribe the number of people taking decisions to a very small number, which happens to be one which some of us might like. But if you have a referendum, and as long as it is done on a basis of equality between conflicting views, you have to take the argument out there into the country. You are forced to argue the kind of issues which in the end were decisive in Parliament. And I am not at all sure if we actually had that debate now, that it would lead to the reintroduction of capital punishment. But I do not think that the fear of that should prevent us doing what I believe would be right of a referendum in general. On the very quickly, on the other issue of what other mechanisms could there be, I'm in favor of online involvement in legislation. And if we had, as we do have the technology at the moment, to have sessions of standing bill committees, that is, bills that are examining government proposed bills to see if they should be made law, if you have, say, two or three sessions at the start at which we're not beginning to look through the detail of the bill, but we're having a general, what is known in parliamentary terms as a second reading debate on the issue, and you would call key experts of opposing views before the committee, they would be cross-examined. All of this would be televised, and anyone who wanted to watch on a dedicated TV channel would then be able to write in the light of the discussion that took place, their comments, whether they agreed or disagreed or thought that certain things had been missed out. And all of those views would then be seen by the members of the committee and the clerks, who would put them in a digestible form, and that they would then be discussed again in front of the television cameras by the members of the committee. I think that would involve the public much more, and I certainly think that would be very helpful.